Okay, so Father, I pray that you'd help us because we're going into some heavy, revy territory. And I've got to admit, I'm an amateur. All I know is a dot, okay? I'm not being an expert. This isn't the age of experts. There's no experts in what we're going into right now. It's unprecedented. This is the age of amateurs, or those things that are not. The things that are not will nullify the things that are. That he has chosen the foolish things to shame the wise. And we are the fools who know nothing, but we jump right in. And where we're going tonight, we're just going to jump right in. We're going into the realm of light, and we're going into the realm of wisdom. And I don't care who you were before in Christ, you're a new creation, and it's open now. It's open, and we're explorers. This is liquid church. These are living stones. This building's not stuck. This building's moving. It's non-local. It's cosmic. It's quantum. So welcome to Liquid Church. So I want to talk about engaging the spirit of wisdom, because we know we're going into the era where Isaiah's scroll is being fulfilled. And I was shown this in heaven, and you're free to test it. But Enoch showed me Isaiah's scroll was open. And he said, all of heaven is conspiring to fulfill Isaiah's words. The book of Isaiah in this time contains many mystical secrets that are now being revealed. And Isaiah's appearing to people, and Enoch's appearing to people, and Elijah's appearing to people, because we are moving into the fulfillment of this scripture, that we will be oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of his splendor, and we will rebuild the ruined places. We will be called repairer of the breach, and we will heal the desolation of generations. So not only are we going to heal what's around us, we're going to heal the timeline. We're going to heal the genetic, epigenetic timeline of trauma, death, and decay that's encoded in the human genome. And we are coming into the age where I heard voices speak out, architects, landscapers, designers. We are moving into an era of recreation or play, recreation. So we're again joining wisdom, because it says she played with Yahweh at the beginning. The word rejoice there, shak, is play. She played with God at the beginning, and she delighted in the sons of men, and a delight and pleasure. And all the sons of God shouted for joy. So we are returning to the dance. We are returning to the musical. That's why worship is now rising as a thing in the church. And actually worship is going to take center stage, because we're coming back to the song, the musical, the dance. Dance is going to explode. We've not seen dancing for a long time. We're about to see the power of dance. And we will even see people dance on the air, because love gives you wings. And dancing, play, art are the business of heaven. The very first job description in the Bible, the very first job role ever described in the Bible is an artisan, an artist, and it's wisdom. Says, I was there as an artisan, a master artist in the beginning of creation. She said, I was the first works of Yahweh's creation. This new age is going to be marked by an explosion of creativity in technology, design, clothing, architecture, food, landscaping, innovation. Technology will look like magic, the Lord told me. Technology is going to be so advanced that they'll say this is the Dark Ages. We'll see holographic technology, teleportation technology, gravity technology. I've seen all these things for over 15 years. We're going to harness the power of gravity, and we're going into the age of wisdom. The age of wisdom and light, where it's been poured out on all flesh. We can't even say it's just for Christians, because it isn't. Whoever loves wisdom and desires wisdom will be given wisdom. That's what scripture says. James says, whoever desires wisdom should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault. It says, I will pour my spirit out on all flesh, and they will have visions and dreams and explosions of creativity on young and old. It's not even a young person's movement or an old person's movement. It's an everyone, everywhere movement. And in fact, one of the things I've been shown is people will often start their best creative times in their 80s. In Hebraic, when you become 80, you become the pay, you become the oracle, you become the voice. In the 80s, Moses didn't start till 80. You're going to start to see a massive breakthrough of people who are functioning in their 80s. Wow. Our whole idea of ageism is going to go out the window. Ageism will be a thing of the past because he's going to pour his spirit out on all. And in fact, all people will have multiple careers. The day of having one career and retiring is coming to an end. People will go to university, have a job, go to university, have a job, go to university, and they will do maybe three careers or more, even in the current age, as life expands in the next couple of decades and beyond. And we are going to have, we see that neuroplasticity and the renewal of the mind allows creativity and wisdom to explode. But there will be those who are ecclesia who are going to be exceptional in this. It's the spirit of Daniel. It's the spirit of Solomon. And there are a company of people who are saying the same thing now. All Solomon said was, teach me to govern. Teach me to govern. And God said, I'll give him wisdom. The spirit of Solomon, the spirit of Daniel, where we will make many wise. So we're coming into the age of light. Arise and shine. So what is the shining? It's multiple things. Shining is immortality in life. It's the light of life. It says, with you is the fountain of life. In your light, we see light. Those who have been in darkness shall see a great light, the valley of darkness and light of life. So we're coming into the era where life swallows death. Arise and shine. Arise and shine. Light means life. The second meaning of light is wisdom. It means illumination. The lights come on. The light I saw. Light is a carrier particle of information. So we are coming into the age of illumination, higher consciousness, or be heavenly minded. Heavenly minded means you have a high consciousness. You're functioning in Christ consciousness, which the New Age have been talking about for a long time, that we are now connected to the mind of Christ and we become illuminated with light. So we're moving into the age of infused knowledge, shared knowledge, downloads. And I'm involved in many groups that are having incredible downloads. If I told you some of the technologies that are coming out, you would not believe it. I don't even believe it. But there are technologies coming out that make us grow four times as much food. There are technologies coming out that makes your body regenerate and get younger by decades. NAD plus and telomere technology. All this stuff is already being developed. There are people all over the world creating new technologies that heal the body, restore plants, restore animals, heal water. There are technologies already coming out that make water clean. And you're a big part of this. Scripture says, if anyone be in Christ, gender matters not, qualifications matter not. Wow. Nationalism matters not. For if anyone is in Christ, they are a new creature. So we are being given an invitation to engage the realm of light. So the Jews teach this, and I learned this from a guy called Rabbi David Cooper. He says, wisdom surrounds us, penetrates us, and lives within us. The issue is our engagement with wisdom. So the way they say it is this, is that the whole world is full of light, but you can live with a shut lid or an open lid. God's just wanting us to open the lid. That's all. Open the lid and let light flood you. The light of life, the light of wisdom, the light of the knowledge of the face of God. Yeah. So, woo! This is connected to youthfulness and where we're going. And now you're powerful to think differently, okay? But I want to tell you about a profound encounter I had with the spirit of wisdom. Thank you, Lord, for wisdom. So I was reading the Book of Wisdom, and there is actually a Book of Wisdom. It's not in our Bible, but it is in the Catholic Bible. It's in the New Jerusalem Bible. There's a Book of Wisdom, and I was reading the Book of Wisdom from the Catholic Bible, which most, you know, over half of Christians believe is scripture. And it was talking about wisdom. And I was immersed in the presence of God and just engaged in wisdom, because since I was a young boy, I've loved wisdom. I've loved wisdom. So I was just engaging, and I was beside myself in the light, enjoying this. And then Jesus came in the room and wisdom. And they came in together. And I heard them speak, and wisdom said this: it's all about the realm of light. It's all about the realm of light. And I was shown the realm of light is where we belong. This is not the light that God spoke about a sheet. Let there be light. That's called created light. This is what Ian Clayton calls uncreated light. It's the layer behind. So where's that in scripture? It says, in your light, we see light. So there's light, and then there's light. The light here is another realm called perfection. There's no pain there. There's no death there. There's no record of any of those things there. And we have been called to access this dimension, which is one of the wheels within you. It's one of the circles on the Merkaba, which is your body, with all these different dimensions. It's one of the mansions that's inside you. It's a realm. You've got Eden. You've got the courts. You've got these different dimensions, but inside of you and above you, beyond time, is the realm of light. The realm of light. So during this time when they came in my room, the room was charged with the presence of God, and it lasted for hours. When I came in the room later, it was still there. But when I was in the room, a strange thing happened. A crown came on my head three times, the crown of light. The crown of light. And I felt this crown come on my head. And I was shown, this is where we're meant to go. I've got a Kleenex because I'm about to share what happened, and it just makes me cry every time. So I'm going to try and keep it together. So following on from this encounter, something amazing happened. And I hope that I can communicate this. But in all the years that I've gone to heaven and all the encounters I had the most powerful encounter I have ever had in my whole life. And it only lasted 2 minutes, but it was the best encounter I have ever had. And I'm going to tell you about it now. And it was the realm of light. We were in this prayer house where I am now, and we were praying. A few of us were here. My mum was here, Janine, Rachel. We were engaging, and I was pulling on the age to come. And I was going for it. I didn't care. I was saying, Lord, come. I want the age to come. I'm pulling on the age to come. We want to live from the future. And it got stronger, and I was going for it. I mean, I was going for it. I wasn't holding back. And then suddenly it opened, and the cloud of witnesses were there, like many diamonds, like an ocean, as far as you could see, of people shimmering, dazzling, like living diamonds. Living diamonds. And they all started to come towards us. The presence of God was so strong that when they came into the room, Ruth will agree with this, Ruthie, you thought you died, because the cloud of witnesses came in. They swallowed us, and my mum actually thought that this was when she died. She was in the cloud of witnesses, and it was so easy and natural. She was thinking, I hope Justin doesn't resurrect me. And she actually thought, I just died in the prayer house. That's how strong the presence was in the cloud of witnesses. But whilst this was happening, I saw them come, and I was like, they were coming towards us like an ocean of diamonds. And I was preparing for that. I saw the weirdest thing. I saw like a purple moving cloud, pillar of cloud, and it was the spirit of wisdom. There were these dark purple torrents moving and light purple and all moving, coming towards me, this massive figure. And I knew it was the spirit of wisdom coming in a way that I hadn't seen her before. And as she came towards me, I got taken up out of this level of heaven we were in, into the place beyond space and time. And it was the realm of perfection. And guys, I can't tell you what it was like. It was the most amazing. And you're going to go there. It's the most amazing, amazing, mind-blowing, amazing, beautiful, perfect moment of my whole life. I listen to this, guys. I had no trauma or pain in me. I looked for it. I looked for the pain of rejection and ministry and trauma and all the things that I feel always in the back of my heart, the agony we've experienced in life. And I looked and it wasn't there. I had no pain. All tears and crying had gone away. It was not in me. Not a single inch of it was in me. And I was immersed in these like shimmering bubbles of perfection, embraced and cocooned in a realm that was so perfect. It was like everything I've ever wanted and more, all in one moment. I mean, to say this was like where I want to be was an understatement. It was just, I can't put it into human words. I feel like Paul. It was such a powerful experience that I haven't got language to tell you what I experienced. But I know we're all going to experience this. This is our home. I was home in God, in the light where I've always come from, but I was there, fully there. And for 2 minutes, I experienced it. For 2 minutes, I experienced the realm of light where there was no pain. Woo! Wow. This place is going to define our future. I was shown there's a company rising who will operate and live multidimensionally from there. So whether you're in a meeting or business or in the cosmos or in heaven, that you are in the light. You are in the light, and that is your real eternal dimensional home. And it's so beyond anything. If I could take every human there, everyone would want to be born of God. Everyone would want to be there because I wasn't me. I was me without the DNA trauma. I was me without the epigenetic trauma. I was me without pain. I couldn't even find pain. I looked for heartache. I looked for brokenness. I looked for rejection. It wasn't there. None of it was there. Not one of those emotions were there, and I couldn't find it, and I was perfect. I was perfectly in love and perfectly loved and cocooned in real life, giving bubbles of energy. I don't even know what it was, swirling, glory. Yahweh, Yahweh, come and dance with us again. Are you guys still there? I feel quite vulnerable telling you about this because this is my strongest encounter I've ever had. And even talking about it, I know I can't communicate it. But I know this is opening up over us. It's opening up over us. You know, all the dimensions I've been in have been invitations to not just for me. There's a generation rising like Enoch that are not. When you're in the light, you are not. But you can function here. You can function in Andromeda. You can function in the other dimensions, in the layers. But you're in the light and you're from the light. Arise and shine. So Isaiah knew this. And Isaiah's word's going to be fulfilled. This is what he said in Isaiah 60. Wake up. Put your face in the sunlight. Isaiah in the message. God's bright glory has risen for you. For you. His sunrise glory breaks over you. Nations will come to your light. They're not coming because of evangelism. They're coming because of light. They're going to come because of light, and nations are going to come. Nations are going to come. Listen, guys, we are not carrying on with the age that we were in. This is so beyond it. This is so far above it that nations will come. Nations will come to your light. Whose light? Your light. It says, whose glory? His glory is risen on you. On you. Your light. In other words, we are becoming life-giving light beings. Wow. 2 Corinthians 3:18. Nothing between us and God. Our face is shining with the brightness of his face. Wow. 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 Our face is shining. Are you listening to the word? Come on, you church people. Come on, you Christians. Is there a church out there? Listen. It says, your face shining with the brightness of his face. What does that mean? It means we are coming into the age of transfiguration. And I love Bill Johnson. He's so bold and courageous. He said this: the transfiguration is the pattern of the fully renewed mind. We are not stopping at Pentecost. We are not stopping at any of these moves that have been. Revival, awakening, voice of healing. They were all beginnings. They were all beginnings of transfiguration. Transfiguration. Yeah. Yay. Whoa. Whoa. Yahweh, Yahweh, come and dance with us again. Yahweh, Yahweh. Whoa. And you will be a city on a hill. For even as he was the light of the world, he's now saying you will be the light of the world. Arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. The same word transfiguration is the same word as a renewed mind. Those who are wise will shine. Transfiguration, the old church word for this, because this has happened before. St. Columba, St. Cuthbert, many of them had shining. There's a name for it. It's called exastrapto. Exastrapto, okay? And it's from Luke 9:29. And it means this: to flash out like lightning, to shine, and to be radiant. Yahweh, woohoo! Hey, I'm happy about it. Guys, the gospel's so good. It's so good. It's not going to be the same anymore. What Moses concealed, we shall reveal. What Moses concealed, and this is the promise in scripture, it says Moses had the covenant of death. And it had a glory on it that faded. But the ministry of the Spirit has a glory that will never fade. We are at the beginnings of the age of glory. And those people who keep saying it's going to get darker, it's not about the darkness. It's never been about that. It's about the light. The light shines. Arise and shine, nations. So we're going to have the exastrapto. Get ready for it. I've seen my mum's face shine. There was this woman in the church whose face used to shine. I used to look at her and think she was an angel. But we ain't seen nothing yet. 1 John 1:7, but if we walk in the light, notice you can go in, walk. So it's a realm. It's a realm you can go into. If we walk in the light as he himself is in the light. Oh, wow, 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 wow. Listen to this then. It says we have fellowship with one another. We have fellowship. We have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all unrighteousness. So the light is the blood. Let that sink in. It's the realm of pure God. God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. 1 John 1:5. He does have darkness, the mysteries. So remember that. We're not dualistic. He does have a black cloud. He does have a cloak of darkness. But his core nature is light. This is the veil that's been torn for us. This is the realm where we can access, that we can be in him. So this realm is where wisdom originates before the earth. It's an eternal reality, ageless and unchanging. It is the realm of bliss, sweetness, and rest. It is the realm beyond time, timeless and perfect. You can't add to it. You can't take away from it. It just is. It's the place that evolves and changes us into the image of light. 2 Corinthians 3:18, nothing between us and God. Our face is shining with the brightness of his face. And so we are transfigured, much like our Messiah, our lives gradually becoming brighter and more beautiful. In the light of his face, it's revealed within your heart, a beautiful and extraordinary heart. It is transfigured light, transfiguring light. And the path of the righteous is like the light of the dawn, which shines brighter and brighter until full day. Let me give you that as an end time word. Here we go. The path of the righteous, or the ecclesia, the body, the bride, is like the light of dawn, which shines brighter and brighter until full day. Proverbs 4:18. It is liquid light, energizing, nourishing, liberating. It is life-giving light, immortal, beyond death and beyond decay. For with you is the fountain of life. In your light, we see light. For with you is the fountain of life. In your light, we see light. In your light. And this is what it looked like. I was in this. I couldn't describe what I was seeing. I didn't have words for it. I came out of it, and Rachel was in the room, and Ruth, and I said to Rachel, "Honey, you won't believe what just happened." And she looked at me to see what I was going to say. And I said, "I just had no pain." She cried because she knew how painful it's been walking in this ministry. She knew how many times I'd suffered in the rejection, broken friends, relationships, betrayals, accusations, character assassination, the loss of so many things. And I said to her, and because I carry this pain, I said to her, "Honey, I had no pain." She was just undone by God's love. Since that time, God has been healing the pain. It's been amazing. I've been the happiest. This is the honest truth, and Ruthie will confirm it. I've been the happiest I've been in my whole life. Whole parts of my personality have gone. Parts of pain have gone. Trauma has gone. It's just been like a radical, radical change has happened inside of me. And I just can't believe it. I've been telling all my friends, this has gone on for like the last year, where bits of me have been flooded with light. This stuff is transfiguration technology. This stuff is real. This stuff can change you. This stuff can deliver you. He who the sun sets free is free indeed. It's time for a generation that get free by God's freedom, the glorious liberty of the sons of light, children of light, with a kingdom of light, with a government of light. Arise and shine. Arise and shine. Arise and shine. And I tell you what, we are going to swallow up death, because this is the light of life. This light isn't just changing us. It's a frequency. It's an energy that trees will respond to. Nature will respond to. Animals will respond to. Weather will respond to. Stars will respond to. 90% of the stars in the Milky Way have not triggered. The gas is there. The matter is there. And NASA don't know why. 90% of the stars are not lit. Because God wants us to light up the skies. It says those who are shining will shine like the stars. They will be like the shining ones of the stars. And God used me to ignite a star. He took me into space. And he said, I want you to transfigure. And I was in the middle of space with Enoch on one side and Jesus on the other. And he said, I want you to shine. And I was embarrassed. I felt my face go hot in space. Just to give you a backtrack, I was worshiping for 2 hours in just God's glory in the heavens, and a door appeared. I went through it thinking I was going to go into another heaven. And I was found myself in space with Enoch and Jesus. I totally freaked out. Totally, totally freaked out. And the Lord Jesus turned to me and he said, is this okay, me sharing this? He said to me, I want you to shine. And I said, Jesus, I can't outshine you. I felt embarrassed. And he laughed. He actually laughed at me. And he said, don't worry, that's not going to happen. So I began to go into mystical union. And I went into my inner castle and powered it up. And the light started to come out from inside me. And I began to expand. And I went into an ecstasy in space. And I was in the light was so powerful, I began to even forget where I was. And I was just transfiguring in space. And the glory was coming off me. And then Jesus actually grabbed my clothes. He pulled me a long way back. And I looked where I was. And a star had been born. A star had exploded. Now, check this out, guys. The Lord told me in my heart that it would be in the news. The newspaper would say that a star had been born. 3 days later, in the UK news, they published an article saying NASA witnessed a star being born. Check this out. I knew when God took me into space, we traveled into the past. I knew that because I knew it would take years to reach Earth. I was 6,000 years in the past. So the Lord used me to trigger a spark. And then when the NASA published this article in the British papers, it said 90% of the stars haven't ignited. Why is that? They were asking. And the Lord said to me, what's the number that's left? 10. So only 10% of the stars are lit. What does 10 mean? 10 is the number of government. It's always governmental. In scripture, look at the Hebraic understanding of the yod. So what was God saying? Where is the government of the stars? And he was inviting a company of people. Now, I want you to picture this. And Chris, imagine this, Chris. Imagine if there were 90% more stars in the night sky. 90%. Because that is what's going to happen. We are going to, because it says there'll be signs in the heavens and on the earth. And he's looking for a company of people that aren't just stuck in this moment. They can travel through space and time, ignite stars, engage star systems, engage galaxy. Because I tell you what, God wants us to light up the skies. And this transfiguration technology, it's not just for Earth, all creation is groaning for us to engage what we really are. And he is looking for a company that starts to live in the light of his face. For those who are wise, Daniel saw it coming. For those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the heavens. Those who turn many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. In other words, the shining ones will become immortal because they will shine forever and ever. There is immortality encoded in the scriptures everywhere. And he saw it, the wise, and it goes with wisdom. The wise ones will shine and they will be like stars forever and ever. There is a realm opening up, which no eye has seen, no ear has heard, but God is now revealing by his spirit for the sons of light, for the kingdom of light, for the government of light, to break out of the fear, decay, narrative and the cares and worries of this world and this age. Do not be conformed to this age, but be transfigured. This is what Paul said. Do not conform to this age, this aeon, but be transformed, be transfigured by the renewing of your minds that you might prove, wow, prove light, love, wisdom, immortality are all connected in a symphonic wave that's coming. I'm going to say that again. Light, love, wisdom, and immortality. Now, listen, guys. I'm being vulnerable sharing these stories with you. I can tell you now, it shocked me and scared me seeing that star being born. You have to realize I was praying for 2 hours and I was disturbed. God wants to disturb us with his goodness. Don't think it's going to be comfortable. It's not going to be comfortable. This is going to be extraordinary. This is going to be beyond your understanding. This is beyond where we've gone. This is new territory. This is Enoch's, where Enoch has left footprints. You know, recently I was taken into the council of the angels of the solar systems, and I saw Enoch's footprints glowing, shimmering. I saw his DNA, and the Lord said to me, I want many to walk where Enoch walked. And I was greeted by the angels connected with our solar system and on our planet. And you know what? Some of those planets are neglected. And I talked to Chris about this. Chris, I've been working out what I saw about Neptune. What the Lord showed me is that being is like the governing being connected to that planet. And I felt the hunger for that planet. It was connected to that planet, that the government of God starts to move out into the solar system, that the government of God starts to expand out into the cosmos. And I was involved in a council with Nancy Cohen and Mike Parsons and several others. And the Lord said, I want you to go up above the earth and release into the cosmos and say these words, we are here for you. And we went into an ascension. We all turned outwards. It was so powerful. And we said, we, the ecclesia, are here for you. And you know what? Since we did that, it sent a wave pattern into the stars. We've had so many beings engage us. We've had angelic beings. I've seen Sandalphon, the archangel, open up blueprints for the solar system because we're starting to believe. We're starting to arise. We're starting to shine, not just for Earth, but for creation. This, it can't be America first. I'm saying that as a joke, guys, but can you see how bad it's that this tethering is to Earth systems? We're not going into the stars representing Wales. I didn't go and plant a flag of Wales out there because I'm not from Wales. For if anyone's in Christ, they are born from Zion. They are born from above. They are born from the Trinity. And I'm not going into space as a Welshman. I'm going in as a son of light, the bride of Christ, the embodiment of the Trinity, the literal body of Yeshua HaMashiach lives in me and I live in him. And now there's no limit to the kingdom. There is no limit in space and time. We can even heal the timeline. We can even heal the earth. The other day, the Spirit of the Lord took me up over the earth with two other people and we ministered life to the earth and it shocked me. I was thinking, why have we not untethered the earth from the curse already? Why haven't we governed and loved the earth? And there's a company rising who will see it. The earth is meant to become Eden. Let your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Because you're the solution. You are the gates and doors. You are the life bringers. You are the ecclesia. It says the gates of death will not prevail against the ecclesia. There's an ecclesia rising that understand this is a battle between life and death. It's a battle between life and death. And we are of life. We are the shining ones. And we are coming as liquid light, bringing music, harmony, frequency, energy. And what does the scripture say? That darkness cannot subdue the light. Darkness doesn't put out light, even in frequency from your body. Positive emotions are stronger than negative emotions. You know, to quote Francis of Assisi, he said, all the darkness in the world cannot put out the light of one candle. Think about that. all the darkness in the world cannot put out the light of one candle. So we are connected, and we are, listen to this, the lineage of light. We are the lineage of light. We are the children of light with an armor of light, with a kingdom of light. Arise and shine. Arise and shine. So this day's coming, and the saints of old saw this. I'm going to quote one of the British mystics, Jane Lead. She said, "Can you understand and discern this time? This is the day of God's great love visitation. We may now draw near and hear what great secrets originate from the realm of the mountain. Sophia, wisdom, spoke out and gave an invitation to attend her discipline and counsel. As many as she should find willing and obedient, they should possess the treasures of her land and become stewards of the store of the realm. It was further proposed to me that some will be anointed and sealed with power and taken into the secret council. At first, a small, no number, but which would should dilate and increase until they were numberless." So guys, we're starting with a few, will eventually be numberless. There will be a generation where so many, says in the last days, many will say, "Come, let us go up. Let us, yeah, Kadashka, I'm seeing it now, it's breaking over you. It's over your bed. This isn't something we can even refuse. This is coming, guys. God's going to get you. He's going to get you in your bed. He's going to get you in your home. He's going to get you in your job. Where can you flee from his presence? Where can you flee from the cloud of witnesses and the angels? This is a torrent. We've just got to get out of the way. We've got to participate in the dance." Yeah, I was shown that people will willingly comply. Are you going to willingly comply? Wave if you're complying right now with the realm of light. Awesome. I was shown that people will willingly comply and offer themselves to this noble and worthy employment. Is there anyone out there going to offer themselves for this noble and worthy employment? That you're employed by the realm of light and employed by wisdom. They will become like the heavenly court and council, and inside them, the divine wisdom shall unfold the greatest of secrets. Yow! Yakatakawaka! So it became a fiery law in the spirit of life. Oh, that's beautiful. I'm going to say it again. And so it became a fiery law in the spirit of life, engraved upon the mind and heart, springing and rising according to the pure flow of the Holy Ghost, immediately taught from God through a fountain of wisdom within. She amazingly, in the 1600s, saw this, and she saw immortality come in. She said this, "Christ in them shall come to be grown up in a perfect stature, covering them all over with his divine nature. They shall know length of days, as it was with the patriarchs before the flood, even to Methuselah's years." How many of you guys want to live for 1,000 years? How many of you want to see the age after Aquarius and still be alive? How about going for another round? Come on. Woo, 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 woo. Wave your hand in the air. Come on. Let's get this party started, people. The age of misery is over. The age of the religious hag is over. The control system's over. So she said this. She saw the swallowing up of the outward body with an immortal figure of glory for constant manifestation and duration to transcend all those bounds and limits of numbers of years by putting on that glorified figure, which can never need to fear the diminution and alteration of its beauty and perfection. The measuring line of life shall be stretched out. Woo! How many of you guys want to take that right now? The measuring line of your life is stretched out right now. That he will renew you like a wild ox. As the days of a tree are the days of my people, and mine elect shall enjoy the work of their hands, he will swallow up death in victory. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Come on. Can you feel that? He will swallow up You will swallow up death in victory, and the Lord God shall wipe away tears from all faces. Come on. She continues, we are to keep up in the faith and strive hard so that we may attain the prize and reach the crown. So this is the call, is to obtain the crown of light and the crown of wisdom. But it's the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. The attaining is believing, not achieving. It's relocating. It's believing that you, God has done something. And now the age is upon us. It says in the Hebrews that for us, God having prepared something better for us. To quote Bill Johnson, it would be tragic if Moses was the high point of human history. No, there's a company of people who will know that to honor them, we have to go beyond them. And we cannot look back to any previous awakening of revival because they all died. That's what it says in Hebrews. It says them having died, but God having prepared something better for us. So there's something better than death. There's and this is what we are called to. This is the domain of kings. This is our inheritance. And this is our portion forever. So once you find wisdom, it says this, once you hold her, do not let her go. For in the end, you'll find rest in her, and she will take the form of joy for you. Lord, we engage the light and we ask that this light penetrates our DNA, our minds and our spirits. Wisdom, we entangle into you. Wisdom, we love you. We treasure you. We honor you. Breathe in his love and his light. Let go of fear. You belong in this place. You belong in this place. Breathe in his love and his light. We arise and shine.